Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
So take your medium or larger coffee in one hand and grab a dollar donut in the other. No matter how you run, Dunkin' Run. A $1 donut with any medium or larger coffee. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92%? Because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess. For elite athletes only. Right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Welcome back to Brian Kelly Morning After. Appliance Discounters, 8 o'clock hour. Timothy Mike McKernan. Douglas Elvin Vaughn. The Plowhawk. We're in the Michelob Ultra Studios.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Strode is on assignment.
Probably checking out the fountain or looking up at the stars.
I got back up. He'll be back.
Okay.
It is our pleasure to be joined here on the Steve Schmidt Kia of North County phone lines by Representative Wes Rogers. Wes was with us a couple of weeks ago explaining what had happened to the gambling, sports gambling bill in the Missouri State Senate when it died. Then, Doug, we thought there might be reason for optimism that it was resuscitated. And Wes is with us now to give us his perspective on where things stand. Representative Rogers, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are wonderful. What is the latest? Because we were hearing some things last week that indicated that this might still somehow get done.
Yeah, so I'm here on the show of record to tell you what I don't think has officially been said yet. It is dead again. It has no chance of coming back. And there for a little bit last week, it looked like we were going to have a zombie sports bill that was somehow going to see the sign alive. So it actually did make it back to the Senate floor for debate. They couldn't reach an agreement, and it's definitely gone now. So I was hoping everybody would make a fool out of me and pass it, but we didn't have any luck.
Well, what killed it this time for good?
It's the same thing. So we did make some progress, and we'd made that progress earlier to take the video lottery terminals off of the deal. So it was, I mean, they did get it to the point in the Senate where it was just the stand-up sports gambling bill. So that was some progress. But the problem is, you know, you got to figure out the taxes. You got to figure out the fees. You got to figure out the regulations. And, you know, unless you've got all of the stakeholders on board with that sort of thing, it's just not going to get done. And they were so far apart even a couple of days ago that it just lost steam.
Because I know there's
and it makes me sick.
Yeah, you're not happy about it? Oh, did we lose him?
Have we lost Representative Rogers?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
You said it makes you sick. Elaborate on that. I know Kansas, since we have talked, has passed it, and you being on the western side of the state, that's losing dollars from Missouri, just like Illinois is here on the eastern side of the state.
Yeah, 100%. And Kansas, you're going to be betting, you know, by the All-Star break, you're going to be betting on baseball games in Kansas. And Nebraska, actually, who's also extremely conservative, has their bill passed. They're just getting their ducks in a row to roll it out. So now we're looking at a situation where only Oklahoma and Kentucky border Missouri and don't offer sports gambling. So we're surrounded. And so, you know, not only are we giving up a ton in tax revenue, you know, this is what people want. When I go home to my district, I don't hear about hardly anything except for sports gambling. It's what people want. I don't know why the government can't just listen to the voters and do what the voters ask them to do.
Do they think they're saving the voters from themselves? Is that what this is about?
There's a small portion of the legislature that believes that, but mostly it's just the stakeholders at the table just couldn't work out a deal.
Huh. How hard is that? If there's so much money involved, how hard is it to work out a deal?
Oh, it's crazy. And one thing, Missouri is unique in a good way compared to neighboring states in that we've actually got pro sports teams other than Tennessee and Illinois. So, we had our pro sports teams were at the table, our casinos were at the table, our regulators were at the table. Everybody was there trying to work it out, and most of them were really acting in good faith, really trying to come up with something everybody could live with. And it got to the point when it was still in the House where everybody was willing to accept it, but nobody was really that happy about it, which means we probably got it pretty close to where it needs to be. But then it went over to the Senate and it got torpedoed. So there's just a very few small group of people who are just hell-bent on getting their way or no way, and that's what killed it.
So if I could, I want to follow up on this. When you were on, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, you thought it was dead. And then we started seeing stories last week that it looked like it could get done. Perhaps one of the reasons for the restart being that Kansas had passed it. So in between the time you thought it was dead and then it restarting, what took place? And then in between the time that there were reports beyond St. Louis talking about Missouri might actually pass a bill regulating sports gambling in the state, to now, what has killed it? I realize that might be somewhat,
yeah.
But I want to get a better understanding, and I'm sure our audience wants to get a better understanding as well.
So there's no question that what I told you is dead, and then it showed some life. I mean, that Kansas thing, I think, was a catalyst to restart that conversation.
Okay.
And the last time I was on your show, I said, we're going to get this done at some point in the next few years. It's not going to be as soon as any of us wish that it was.
Yeah, you said 3 years, I recall. You said 3 years.
Yeah. Well, and the main roadblock in the Senate will be not in office anymore. He'll term out, and as soon as he terms out, we'll get this done if we can get it done.
Who is that, Wes, that'll term out?
The senator from Johnson County, Denny Hoskins, he's been the real linchpin in this whole thing, and the reason that, I hate to throw anybody under the table, but we need people that are more in line with each other to get this done. But what I was going to say is, the people on our side, the people that want sports gambling, and that's coming from several different industries from all parts of the state, they have worked so hard on this for so long, and when it looked dead, they didn't quit. They kept trying, and they all were almost able to work out a deal. So we are lucky. If you want sports gambling, we're lucky that we've got people that are trying really hard to get that done.
About any idea of how much money you're talking about, what kind of tax revenue that might bring in a year?
Yeah, so it depends. And that was, part of the debate was the bill we sent out of the House was an 8% tax rate. The bill they were talking about in the Senate was a 15% tax rate. But there's, not to get too into the weeds, but there's two ways to calculate that. One is you can calculate the gross gaming revenue, which is basically just the handle minus whatever they pay out. But then there's an adjusted revenue, which is a 0.25% excise tax off of the total handle from the feds, which comes out to about a 5% tax rate, plus whatever promotional things the casinos give away. You take all that stuff out, and then that's your adjusted gaming revenue. So when you're looking at these taxes state by state, they're not always apples to apples because some calculate the GGR, some calculate the AGR. Ours, I think the last one was an AGR tax at about 15%. But then the other piece of this, and I think where the really problematic part happened, was there are also fees associated with the licenses. And some of these negotiations on these fees, there was, originally the fee was supposed to be like $20,000, and they went into negotiations and the fees were over $1 million a year. So, there's a huge gap there. And especially one of the great myths of sports gambling is that the casinos are the ones making all the money off of this. It's a relatively low revenue generator for the casinos compared to table games or slot machines, because they get back 95% of the money that they accept as best every single time. And then they've got to pay the promotions, they got to pay the federal taxes, so on and so forth. So, when you start dinging them with $1 million licenses, they kind of lose incentive to do this at some point.
Yeah, I can see that.
Representative Rogers, thank you. I know you have a hard out at 8:30. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us the latest on this. So you are saying with 100% confidence that in 2022, Missourians will not be betting on sports.
Yeah, and unless you 100% confidence, and unless you guys put pressure on your local elected, it's not going to be in 2023 either. I mean, let people know who represent you that this is something you care about.
There it is. Counsel from the representative. Representative Rogers, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yep, you bet. Go Blues.
Look at that.
Oh,
look at that.
All right.
Nice.
Well.
Fight Blue Note beat. Wild.
It's disappointing for the state of Missouri to know all that money that's being left on the table or that's going over to Illinois or Kansas. If you're from Kansas City, you just go to Kansas and bet. If you're from St. Louis, you go to Illinois and bet. And I guess you can get it done that way, but that's a lot of money going to those other states that we could be having.
Yeah. Super frustrating. Although if sports gambling were available super easily, I would have lost a lot of money because I would have been on the Wild.
Yeah.
On Sunday.
Do you think they'll open if gambling did pass? Would the existing casinos just open sports books, or do you think that somebody like a Barstool or even a DraftKings would open a new casino in St. Louis?
As things currently stand, there are only a certain number of licenses granted, and right. I believe the number is 7 in the state, but I could be off on that. So you can't just open up.
Okay. I say that would be jobs, too. If, say, you know, DraftKings want to, hey, I know we're in the casino, Quinn, let's just open our own casino in
just
St.
in
Louis.
St. Louis, we got 4, right?
Yeah. Well, that was back when you had to be on the water.
Guys, what an effing bumpkin state. We're falling behind effing Kansas. That's from the reluctant cuck.
I like the term bumpkin.
I don't know that he's that reluctant. The state of Missouri is getting cucked.
By Kansas.
Kansas is laughing at it.
And Illinois.
Yeah. So the only two border states that don't have it are now Tennessee and Oklahoma?
Tennessee has it.
Or excuse me, what did he say? Kentucky and Oklahoma, that's what he said. Yep. So Arkansas has it. Tennessee has it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Illinois and Kansas now have it. He said Nebraska's about to have it. Iowa has it, I gather.
Yep.
Doug, what about Texas? I know that borders Missouri.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't believe it borders Missouri. I have to look at a map.
Eight states.
It's close, though.
Eight states, do. I think that's the most in America.
Is that right?
Yeah. Eight states, border Missouri,
awesome.
Which is the most.
We're going to use that for marketing, along with being the best fans in baseball.
That's 6 of them have gambling.
Yeah.
We are so behind the times.
Texas does not have legal sports gambling, which is, of course, the 9th border state.
And the people that don't want it,
correct.
The people that don't want it, is it all just the slot machines?
Or I wouldn't mind getting Representative Hoskins on. Is that who it is? Or is that State Senator Hopkins? Probably Senator Hoskins, because it's getting dying in the... And since, you know, Wes acknowledged we are the show of record,
right. This
is where state politicians go to... You know, give their perspective, case. Right?
Yeah. Oh, I bet that guy sounds like a treat.
We would be bordering with Texas if Oklahoma weren't cucking us.
Clip that off.
Facts.
So if it's just a slot machine thing, I think there should be enough people that could just prove that that's not going to harm anything, unless it's the people, gambling, people lose all their checks and more poverty. That was the whole thing before about gambling, is that people can't afford to gamble and they're going to become destitute if we open casinos.
Yeah.
Guys, I live in Kansas. We're all pretty shocked when they talked about legalizing and sports gambling ahead of Missouri. Kansas doesn't lead in anything. Thanks. That's from the 913.
Wheat,
yeah.
Way up there in wheat production.
When you follow Kentucky, that's when you know you're screwed.
I wonder if there's any state with more of those solar wind panels, wind things.
Yeah. Solar flares?
Not solar flares.
Yeah, we're dealing with that right now.
I thought that's what you're talking
about. Not solar.
About.
The wind.
Oh, the hawk.
Yeah. Oklahoma has quite a few.
I mean, you drive for... a couple of hours in Kansas, and it's nonstop.
Yeah, you. But if
but
you
like
get,
gerbil farms?
Not gerbil farms, the wind farms.
Mm.
We should monopolize gerbil farms.
I agree with that. Michael Wellington is going to be with us coming up at the top of the hour. We are in the appliance discounters, 8 o'clock hour right now. Michael Wellington is the chair of Birdies for Bipolar. And also, he is on Chris Nagel's bag. He is not on my bag.
No.
Kind of surprising. A little disappointing.
Thanks.
I'll be... Iggy, I mean, I'm thrilled to have you reading the putts, but Michael Wellington has caddied in the U.S. Open. And
well,
when you're
caddied
playing
on the LPGA Tour for 6 years. So.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Take that, Willie.
That's not as impressive as the U.S. Open, men's.
My girls made the cut all 6 years I caddied. I don't believe Chris
Nagel did make the cut.
Did he make the U.S. Open?
Yeah, he was a hole behind Phil, and he decided he was just going to stop the ball rolling. On that green.
Yeah, that is all-time greatest thing.
Was it really? Was Nagel behind him?
Yeah, he was. Played with Hao Tongli that weekend.
Quasi, can you put me down?
Oh, Doug. A lady must be calling in again.
Put him down!
Hey, why don't we have some barbecue and celebrate the fact that a lady is calling in? Salt and Smoke will be out there for the Donut, presented by Michelob Ultra on Thursday and Friday. You get Donut driving in the morning, you get Salt and Smoke for lunch. Doug, we're fattening them up for the slaughter. That's what we're doing. Salt and Smoke is phenomenal. We all love Salt and Smoke. Give me that brisket. Give me those burnt and toasted raviolis. How do you do? Five locations, if you haven't had it, including Ballpark Village for before, during, and after Cardinals games. And you could even watch the game from their outdoor patio. The team at Salt and Smoke is passionate about treating meat right. And they've been doing it for years and are excited to bring their St. Louis-style barbecue to the Del Mar Loop, Hampton in South City, St. Charles, Central West End, and Ballpark Village. They do their best to bring you the best. Stop into the Ballpark Village location before and after the game, or enjoy the game from their outdoor patio. Become besties with Salt and Smoke, saltandsmokebbq.com. By the way, they are looking to hire, and they are giving signing bonuses for cooks, 401ks, health insurance, growth available, and as far as caliber of person to be working for, Tom Schmidt's about as good as it gets.
The bee's knees.
He is the bee's knees, Plowhawk. Tom Schmidt and Salt and Smoke online at saltandsmokebbq.com. Ryan Kelly wants to talk it over, Doug, and I got him as the homeloanexpert.com. Hello, Ryan.
Hello, Ryan.
I like Salt and Smoke.
Yes. Yes.
I'll take me some of that brisket any day.
Amen.
And, Ryan, you're going to be at the Dotem serving Bloody Marys that morning.
Damn right I am. Wouldn't miss that for anything.
How about that?
Really?
Nice.
You know, hey, Doug.
Yes.
I got something, you know. New station, new dial, new you, new everything. Maybe it's time to release the lifetime ban on Dota.
No, I'm sorry.
Nope. We had him in studio last week, and he sat in Doug's chair.
He is suspended. He is suspended indefinitely.
All right, well, maybe I got away. Just thought of it. You tell me. How much money would we have to raise for a charity of your choice to get Geek Dotem unbanned for life?
Unbanned for life? Well, I'm not sure there's a money figure. Unbanned for life. We can't allow him just to be the most vile person in the world.
Make it a big number, Doug. So probably.
Yeah, like what if he went out and raised like $2,000 for Friends of Kids with Cancer today? Would that do it?
Well, he'd be released for a year, sure.
Oh, whoa. So we got you on record right now with at least one listener, as a witness,
active.
That if we could raise $2,000 for Friends of Kids with Cancer, that you would release Geek Dotem for a year of his suspension.
For 1 year's time. Yes, I would do that.
That'll be raised in 10 minutes.
Yeah, it could happen before Ryan gets off the phone.
All right, here's the deal, boys.
What do we got?
Get busy here. I got to figure something out. I'll send it over to y'all. If we can raise $2,000 for Friends of Kids with Cancer, Geek Dotem is back in the text line, back on the airwaves.
Oh, my God.
100% unbanned for 1 year. Per Doug.
All right, 1 year. 1 year's time, yes.
I mean, it'd be cool, you know? The world could do some powerful, good things like that.
Amen.
Right now.
Right. Well, he's suspended because he's not so good.
And no, he's comfortable with his sexuality. That's all.
He's vile.
He's very comfortable in his sexuality.
That's correct.
Well, that doesn't give you free rein to spit vileness and venom.
All right, there's only one thing I do better than mortgages, and that's raise money for great nonprofits. So let me get to work, boys. I'll have something over to you shortly. We're going to raise $2,000. We're going to get Geek Dotem off the suspension for 1 year per Doug, and I will celebrate with y'all next Thursday at the free Geek Dotem Open. How's all that?
Wow. Things are happening on this show.
I got to go. See y'all. TheHomeloanExpert.com.
There he is.
Ryan is the best.
How about that?
Well, that's about the only way I would relent.
We get that done today. We'll have to change the name of the tournament next week.
You know it's going to happen. It's going to go well over 2,000.
Tim, it's time to unleash Dotem on the balloon party audience.
No.
I don't know if that's going to be.
It's from Mrs. Janie Shanahan.
No.
Neil Allen, Craig Paquette, former fan page moderator, says, let's blow the doors off this fundraiser.
Yeah. And it's a great charity. Friends of Kids with Cancer.
Oh, is it ever? It really is. Couldn't agree more with you.
Plowler. Deke was on 101. We play the mic drop.
Oh, yeah. Get off my belt.
No, it's not our station. You banned him from this one. You didn't ban him. You can't ban him from somebody else's show.
He's been banned from all stations.
All stations that have an FCC license. Doug.
Yeah, they called Charlie Brennan. He was on KMOX last week.
not anymore. Sometimes prisoners escape.
He was on.
They get put back in jail.
He was on Pepper and Genie. You can't tell us what to do.
He was on Pepper and Genie.
Well, he should be suspended.
I can tell you what to do when it comes to getting your testosterone checked, and I would say go to lowtusa.com. Mentality, a wonderful sponsor of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. I got my tested a couple of weeks ago, got the results last week, and it is an incredibly easy process. And a lot of people from our audience have contacted Mentality and gotten their testosterone checked. And here is what you may have and reasons you may want to go to Mentality. Low energy, motivation, weight gain, muscle loss, fatigue, tired all the time, feeling anxious, moody, irritable, impatient, anxiety, depression. Those are symptoms of low testosterone. And what Mentality can do for you is make you feel young again. Compete at work and at sports like you did years ago. Your career is a competition. You need every edge you can get in today's rapidly changing market. Don't let age be an excuse to settle for second. Check out Mentality at lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com. And think about it.
Think about this.
If you could, think about it.
Okay. Thinking about a lot of things.
Kind of a fun story here. I know we've talked a lot of blues and Paul DeYoung. Dear Deidre, my wife knows I'm more attracted sexually to men than women and accepts it. She's even said it's okay for me to have sex with men. It might sound unlikely, but we're really happy. I don't want to be in a relationship with anyone else, but I do have these urges, which makes me feel very anxious if left unfulfilled. I am 37. My wife, 35.
Makes a difference. Yeah.
They're just trying to make it sound like it's a real letter. It isn't, but they're trying to make it sound like with the tales that don't matter.
We have been married for 5 years and are deeply in love and are best friends and enjoy a passionate sex life. I came clean with her months before we tied the knot and told her I'd had more sexual encounters with men than women.
Yeah.
Amazingly, she took it well. I'd feared she would immediately end our relationship. She took some time to understand. She was upset because she felt maybe she wasn't enough for me, which isn't true. But I need to tend to this other part of my sexuality. I come from a conservative background. I've always kept my secret under wraps. None of my close friends or family know the truth. I became depressed a couple years ago, and it was actually my wife who suggested I satisfy my needs with men.
Jesus. Come on.
That's nice of her.
He's gay.
So now she lets me meet other men for sex. Because she knows how badly I need it.
Oh.
If you need it that badly, it's over. It's over. You're gay, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
No, bisexual.
I don't know.
I am so lucky to have her support, and I'd like to think I would do the same for her if the roles were reversed. We're trying for children and excited about our future together, but I worry my sexuality will cause us issues further down the road. Here's what Deidre's counsel is on this. So this is going to be helpful, I know, for a lot of our listeners. All relationships are complex, but occasionally gay men get together with straight women. Sometimes that can be for the sake of convention, as many gay men feel family pressures or have a fear of coming out. Many would say you have the best of both worlds, but suppressing your true identity is stressful. I believe you love your wife, but she deserves a faithful husband. She is already feeling inadequate. And you run the risk of becoming frustrated because this is not a marriage you are meant to be in. You are trying to be somebody you are not, which is a miserable place to be. Bringing children into the mix will complicate things further. So it would help if you talk to someone who fully understands your situation, and then you can work out what you really want. Contact switchboard.lgbt.
What?
My support pack, Gay Questions, will help you.
Imagine calling a switchboard and explaining that story to them and being transferred to the proper department, I guess. I don't
transferred
know
to Tavistock.
How does that even work?
And the number is switchboard.lgbqt. Is that what
No, it's switchboard.lgbt.
Okay.
I don't understand what his problem is. You told your wife you liked guys before the marriage, and she was fine with it. Now she's telling you to act on it.
She must be a dog.
What's the problem?
I don't really know what the problem is. I have to be honest. It sounds like everybody's good with the whole situation.
Yeah, so why are you emailing her and she says your marriage is a sham?
Doug, how do you explain this?
It was just a poorly written sham letter.
Well, you're 5 years into the marriage and you're already banging dudes. Like, my thing is, in the next 10 or 15 years, probably going to be more aggressive towards getting with men.
You
gonna
are?
No, I'm saying the guy is probably going to stop having sex with his wife. Start having more gay sex, and that's going to cause a rift.
He said they're having great sex.
Yeah, but I don't believe that.
Well, the whole thing's made up anyway, but...
Yes, it is.
I'm just going by the premise that it's real. I don't see the problem. You're bisexual. You like men. She has no problem with it. You're having good sex with her. Why are you emailing Deidre?
I don't think he's bisexual. I think Deidre kind of nailed that. I don't like her explanations a whole lot. I think hers in this one was spot on.
Well, if you're having sex with women and men, that's basically the definition of bisexual.
Guys, I'm jealous of this guy. Thanks. That's from Mr. Big Cream.
Oh, of course he is. Probably Big Jim Slate is as well.
Big Jim Slate.
The fact that he has like a hall pass to Jackhammer is probably less than 1% of marriages.
Don't you think one out of every 100 marriages has a husband who's sleeping with more men? Than...
I don't know.
And maybe she's into women. Have you ever known, I'm sure it's happened, two swinging couples that are bisexual, that when you hook up with the other couple, the guy goes with the guy and the girl's with the girl?
That's a common...
No, I'm saying it probably doesn't. It happens. It had to happen at some point, but yeah, that's not a common
practice. Is that explained in advance?
Well, yeah, I'm sure. Okay. You just don't go into it and just, oh, by the way, you're not with her tonight. You're with me.
Say, I always want to be a good host, but might be a tough one.
That was not explained to me in the pre-swinger meeting.
Pre-meeting. Pre-show meeting.
Pre-swinger meeting. Pre-coitus meeting. And you need to have those because...
Work out terms.
Well, a lot
swingers
of times...
Swingers have meetings?
Board meetings.
Well, you need to make sure the other people are comfortable. They may say that they like to swing, but I've seen it happen where one party is not really into it.
How
goes
have you
along
seen that happen
it.
If you're not a swinger yourself?
I've seen it at Hedo. I've seen guys talk their wives into it and vice versa, that because you're in this big sexual... energy atmosphere that we're going to try something. And one party wants to try it and the other one goes along, and I've seen people argue and stomp off and not talk to their significant other the whole rest of the trip. Because they tried something.
Do you see
something.
That as an opportunity to go up to the
It happened once.
Wife?
It did happen.
I confronted they were staying right next to me.
Yeah, sure they were.
I was in room 2179. They were in 2180.
Right next
I heard him yelling and screaming. And I saw him that afternoon try to hook up with this couple, and he was doing all the work, and she just kind of sat there. And
he was doing what work?
Well, he was engaging, and she just kind of shied away because she wanted to do what the husband wanted to do, and she really wasn't into it. And they had a big argument. He stomped out, and that night I went to the hot tub, and she's sitting there naked on the side of the hot tub with nobody else there.
That's when you moved in.
Yep, that's your time.
I just went down to see if they had treated it yet. You know, they always treat it while people are at dinner to get rid of all the...
Yeah, like I said, you know.
Yeah, you need to treat it from the, quote-unquote, all the suntan lotion from the day.
Oh, yeah.
So they treat it while everybody's at dinner, and then the hot tub usually opens up about 10. And I went down to the check it before I went to the piano bar.
She was right there.
And she was just sitting there by herself. So I went
over. Hello, opportunity. Meet Mr. Johnson.
She was weeping. She was weeping. And I went over and comforted her.
Right. Captain Sabo.
And I said, well, let me go get undressed and I'll come back down and I'll join you. And we did. And that's when it happened.
What was it?
Yeah. You just yada, yada, yada this.
No, we went into the grotto with the waterfall. And we just... had fun.
Did you make passionate love?
Yeah. We both enjoyed ourselves.
Can you still hear outside of the grotto?
No, because the waterfall is coming down. You have to go through the waterfall, and then the grotto is...
What about your guttural moans? Did they penetrate that waterfall?
That's what I'm saying. Somebody walking by with a full plate of jerk chicken?
I don't know, but there's...
it's rough.
There's a whole story there that I'll tell you guys off the air, but...
Oh, Doug. Something to look forward to in the commercial break, and Wellington will be here, too, to hear it.
What did her husband do then? He was probably even more upset.
No, he never came back to the room. He just stayed on his own the rest of the trip.
Sweet story about banging a Maryland Heights fat at that loser resort. That's from the hillsider who has not been happy throughout the course of today's presentation.
She's rather small, actually, and petite.
Getting bantier.
They're getting bantier, Jackson?
Well, this hillsider, he sure has been.
Well, look where he lives.
Damn.
Gina.
Nice.
618 took some
heat. What's your problem with the land of Lincoln?
I'm not a fan.
I don't blame you.
It's not my area code. No, she was a rather petite lady. Very attractive. I felt bad for her. She was...
sitting alone crying. Naked.
I mean, not flat out bawling, but she was sniffling.
Naked.
Yeah, well, it was the nude hot tub.
Guys, there is nothing more comforting than an adult Oompa Loompa offering you his turtlenecked ween when your husband wants you to swing. Thanks. That's from former Cardinal reliever and starter Lance Painter.
It was kind of confusing that she wasn't into the swinging thing, but then she had no problem going with me while he wasn't there.
That's a solo mission, though.
That's true. And she was probably just getting back at him using me, which is fine. You can use me all you want.
Hey, guys, are you releasing more dotum spots on Friday? Yes. Jesse Kiowski will give us the number that are available. But yes, there will be a handful. So it's not like there's going to be like, you know, 20 spots all of a sudden available. But if you want to play, my understanding is they will be up on TMASTL.com at 8 a.m. on Friday. Whatever spots are remaining, that will be available at 8 a.m. on Friday. So if you still want to play, make sure you're locked in at 8 a.m. on Friday.
I hate to put you on the spot because you may not know yet, but are they available for Thursday and Friday or just one day?
Know.
Okay, I didn't think. Sorry, I put you on the spot there.
Oh, I mean, it wasn't, you know, I didn't feel like it was Jack Nicholson and Tom Cruise. I handled it. I thought I handled it.
Yeah, good. That's usually what I say when people ask me. I don't know.
A few good men is good. Yeah. Doug, that is good.
Mm-hmm. I'm very used to saying, I don't know.
Demi Moore. Wow, Jackson.
Okay.
Striptease, good or bad?
Oh, I can't imagine that gets a good.
I've never seen the picture.
I like Burt Reynolds in that. He was kind of creepy, but. Good role for him.
Yeah. I like Burt Reynolds in almost everything he was in.
Guys, I was on a call for 10 minutes. Is Ken hijacking again with Tales from International Naked Fat Camp? It's from Carlos Spicy Wiener.
You were right there. You could have went over there and checked for yourself.
Is he who you got a day pass for, but put on the face?
No, that was Justin in Columbia.
It was Justin in Columbia.
Gotcha.
Thought I was talking to him. I was talking to his wife, actually. On her regular page, too, not the fan page. I got everything wrong about that one.
Technology.
No, Spicy Wiener was right next door, and I told him I could get him a day pass or a night pass.
Yeah, he didn't want it.
No, he didn't want it.
Day pass was turned to night pass.
He's like everybody else. He took the glass-bottom boat cruise that goes right by so you can just gawk. Hey, look at the naked people.
That's how they say it.
honey, look at all the naked people.
Cheeky Valentino says, I've heard this story for the 1,000th time, and he bangs her. Thanks, Cheeky Valentino, in the YouTube chat.
No, I didn't bang her.
Oh, wow. Digital pleasure?
Everything but banging. So use your imagination.
Mouth love. Mouth love.
That's the name of the segment, maybe?
What's up, Bob?
We had a state representative on. I'm going to call this segment Mouth Love.
Well, it's a diverse show.
Representative Wes Rogers and Mouth Love.
I don't believe I've told that story 1,000 times either.
Cheeky Valentino says he knows it.
Well, good for you. You heard it once. There's people cycle on, cycle off.
And we can't convince you to ever go back to Hedo.
There's
for
some people
adventure.
That haven't heard Biff the story. So for those people, they got a treat.
Biff was in rare form last night.
What was he doing?
Well, he ordered some chili and couldn't eat it until he got a side of fries to dip it in with.
Oh.
Huh. I thought it was an odd move, but, you know, I respect it.
Couldn't you order him at the same time?
He didn't realize his conundrum until the chili had arrived. And then he put a G on.
What do you think? Fries came with the chili?
Blase note.
They
La,
should.
Blase note. Blase note. Let's go. Booze. Doug, tomorrow night at 8:51... The Blues take on the Minnesota Wild with a chance to advance to the Western Conference semis against Stan Kroenke's Colorado Avalanche.
You know, if they beat Colorado, do you think they go to the Stanley Cup Finals and have a good shot at winning?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, if they beat Colorado, then that's a...
You should be able to beat anybody.
Amen.
Most important thing is getting hot. If we can just get hot... We can win this baby.
I'd be curious what the numbers are on how a team performs in the series after they sweep a team. Because as weird as it is, and I feel like there's this can be something that carries over both in baseball and in hockey. I remember the Blues when they played the Avalanche in the Western Conference Finals 21 years ago, they had swept the Stars. And Peter Forsberg, do you remember that? He had like an appendicitis or something. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, the Blues are going to win this thing. Holy crap, they just swept the Stars. Stars had been the Stanley Cup final 2 years in a row, and the Blues beat the defending Western Conference champions at that time. And then they lost in five. I remember when the Cardinals beat the Tigers in the World Series. They were coming off a sweep of the A's. Just weird things.
Yeah.
I got the stat for you, Tim.
We actually have that knowledge right here, right now.
You just sit around and have that time off.
Yeah, because you think the rest is good, but sometimes it can kill momentum.
There have been 25 four-game sweeps in the first round of the NHL playoffs since 1987. Teams that win the first round of the four-game sweep won 11 series and lost 14 series in the next round.
Wow, wow, wow. I wonder what it is across the board in the NHL playoffs. I don't know if that data is available. I guess if the first round data is available, it probably is. Talk about putting somebody on the spot. I'm putting Jackson on the spot. And this guy was over on the east side with the Plowhawk doing personal appearances.
I got the next one.
Now what's this guy? What can he do? Mr. Hockey in the appliance discounter is 8 o'clock hour.
There have been 18 four-game sweeps in the semifinals since 87. Teams that won a second-round series by sweeping the opposition went on to win the conference finals 11 times and lost in the conference finals 7 times. Now you're asking, what about the conference final numbers?
Yeah, that's what I am.
I got that, too.
This guy.
There have been 6 four-game sweeps in the conference finals from 1987 to 2011. Those 6 teams that went on to win the Stanley Cup 3 times and lost the Cup 3 times.
Doug, this data is inconclusive.
It's almost a coin flip in all 3
almost
instances.
Almost 50-50.
Did you guys do show prep? Did you tell Jackson you were going to throw this at some point and he had it ready?
Hell no. I haven't done show prep since I, like, anchored at KMOV.
Took me about 12 seconds to Google it.
Because I wouldn't have found it.
Well, you wouldn't have been interested in looking for it.
Which is one of the core issues.
Yeah, probably wouldn't have tried, but...
So, Doug, it's a lack of effort and initiative, candidly.
Yeah, I think that's what it probably
Jackson
is.
Jackson has it, I don't.
We all have Google if you've got internet access at all.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of picking up the phone or going to the computer and typing it.
Again, incentive.
Yeah. Nathan from the east side of Alton isn't interested in the data, but he is interested in the hedonism story. And he says, imagine the horror of a woman lying nude by a pool of human seed when this old dried-up dragon-skinned pervert side-saddled her with that uncut ween of his. There is 0% chance that this happened. Stop with the lies. That's Nathan from the east side of Alton.
Well,
I like the term turtlenecked ween.
And now you wonder why I don't like the 6.8. Well, it was 20 years ago, probably. And
uncut was all the rage.
Well.
It's like, it hasn't been the rage.
I wasn't
since
a shriveled up, shriveled up prune or whatever you called me. Still had a flat stomach and was in good shape. Tan, blonde hair. What's not to like?
Oh.
And I wasn't naked when I went up to her. I'd just come from dinner and I was clothed. So I said, let me go back up to my room and get undressed, and I'll come join you. And she wasn't laying there. She was sitting on the edge of the tub.
Were you afraid someone else might come in the interim while you went back upstairs?
Yeah, I jogged.
You ran upstairs. Why don't you just take off your clothes right there?
No, because I'm going to put my shorts and stuff laying on the bench there where people's asses have been all day.
But there's suntan lotion in the grotto that you were pleasuring her with.
No, because with that waterfall, that water flows into the mist pool.
Which pool?
The mist pool.
Yeah, the mist
pool.
Do the drains ever get backed up with all the fluid that's floating around in there?
No, chemicals kill that.
Yeah, like, it's fine.
Oh.
Calcifies.
I remember telling a lady one time, we went over to have jerk chicken and just... God, look at all that suntan lotion film on top. That's not suntan lotion, honey.
Jack is home.
And grease.
Jack is home.
And then you got in there?
Oh.
No, I never go in until they clean it at night. I never go in that hot tub during the day. Dangle your feet in there for happy hour. But
Do they just bring dump truck loads full of chlorine to pour in the pool?
Yeah, quite a bit. There's nothing that can live in there.
Well, let's make a toast to that. Our Telemore Dew toast. Here's to making a big whiskey in a small town, to keeping your feet on the ground and your eyes on the prize, to the fan pinners in our lives, not to the likes in our phone, to a genuine toast over 1,000 hot guys. I mean high fives. Telemore Dew Irish Whiskey, the world's most popular, least famous Irish whiskey. Tullamore Dew. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're closing out our appliance discounters, 8 o'clock hour. Appliance discounters, your hometown appliance source featuring major brands like GE. And on the other side of the break, Michael Wellington will be in studio and on camera. And Doug, what a treat this is going to be. Iggy, you're going to go to Cuck Corner?
I'll be in Cuck Corner.
Cuck Corner. How's the mic situation in Cuck Corner?
It doesn't matter.
We'll see.
I won't talk if I don't have to.
Yeah, but we can talk golf with Wellington.
I believe it's fixed, though.
Well, it ought to work, yeah.
It was here.
It's like hooked up.
Who was in the last time? Oh,
Tim Meadows.
Tim Meadows.
But then we also had the Fit Mom.
Yeah, she couldn't hear you.
Could she not hear me?
No.
I don't think so.
Really? No. Maybe that's when it wasn't working. It's fixed now, either way.
So, Michael Wellington, chairman of Birdies for Bipolar, the charity that we'll be benefiting from next week's Dotem, presented by Michelob Ultra, Munganast, and Family Golf. That is coming up on Cam and in our Maggie O'Brien's 9 o'clock hour. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After from Michelob Ultra Studios.
Determination comes in many forms, but always starts with a Dunkin' run. So take your medium or larger coffee in one hand and grab a dollar donut in the other. No matter how you run, Dunkin' run. A $1 donut with any medium or larger coffee. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.